A good day, our Shabbos. We about to begin. Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 183. Rav Pliskin says in his book "Taking Action," from the name of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Meir Rosh Hashiva in Yerushalayim, and he said a beautiful line that a person's own mind creates the quality of each experience. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz gave an example to illustrate that point. The wives of two men asked them to bring home potatoes for the family. Both men agreed to it. They're going to bring potatoes, schlep potatoes by and schlep potatoes to their home, but they each viewed the task differently. One man viewed this in a negative way. As he was carrying home the potatoes, he had an inner dialogue in his mind. Look what I got myself stuck with. I'm a Talmud Chacham, and I'm able to devote all my time to elevated spiritual studies, learning, davening, and all this. And I became a schlepper of potatoes. I feel bad. I feel belittled. I feel not, you know, being misused by having to schlep all these potatoes and doing this menial small task. So that was one person's thought as he was listening to his wife and schlepping potatoes home. The other husband had the opposite view, and he thought to himself as follows. He said to himself, how fortunate I am. I have an opportunity to do kindness, a chesed for my wife. I have an opportunity to do chesed for my children. And I'll have guests who will be eating at my home. So I'll have achnasas arachim. So by carrying out these potatoes to my house, I'm emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing acts of chesed. Mahu rachum afata rachum, mahu goymel chesed aftu goymel chesed. This is the greatest simcha and joy for me. I feel wonderful. I feel spiritual. Sort of feeling that he's following the quality of Avraham Avinu, who also dealt with physical things to be machnas ayrich and help people, as is brought down in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So you see how these two husbands viewed it totally different from one another. Which means to say as follows, that the meaning of our actions that we take, well, a lot, almost all, completely, pretty much, depend on the quality of our thinking about those thoughts, about those actions that we're taking. When we think joyful thoughts, we'll be joyful. When we think spiritual thoughts, we'll be more spiritual. When we view an action as an opportunity to grow, as an opportunity to develop our character, that's how we will experience it. Like this person who schlepped potatoes and had that elevated thought, and this made that act very meaningful and beautiful. So when we master this ability to consistently think elevated thoughts, we elevate the experiences of our lives. Now, we often have this negative view of things. And we believe that the problem is in our life circumstances or in our situation. And the first thing we need to know, and a lot of us, it's hard for us. You know, we have problems in life and we have difficulties. But we have to realize that it is up to us to upgrade the way we view things that we do have to do. Our mind is active nonstop, so we need to learn how to use our mind wisely. So we have to ask ourselves, even with tasks that we're not exactly thrilled about doing, how can I view what I'm about to do in an elevated way? We need to ask this question when we know something needs to be done, and sometimes we wish we didn't have to do it. And we ask ourselves this question, how can we make it meaningful? And you ask it when you feel okay about doing something, but it's not your shayrish hasimchas hachayim, it's not according to your personality. You don't really enjoy something, but you still ask yourself, how could I use this act of what I'm doing to elevate, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it meaningful? Or when we're trying to avoid doing something that we know needs to be done, and we would rather not do it, but we know we need to do it. The same idea. We ask ourselves, how can I view what I'm about to do in an elevated way? When we do this, and how could someone gain from it? And so on. This happens while someone has jobs that may be boring or strenuous, and there's nothing wrong. You ask a shayla or you work things through. Sometimes one needs to change scenery and change jobs in certain situations, no question about it. But if you are in a matzav where you're doing something, let's say, over and over again, and you think about how you'd rather be doing something more interesting, and people tend to complain and kvetch about it. Again, not judging anyone. I'm also often in the same boat where I sometimes feel that way. And we complain sometimes to others and sometimes to ourselves. And if we are able to create that shift and to focus on the kindness we're doing for others, in this job we're doing, or that's meaningful by connecting to Hashem as we're doing this, being mekayim in the mitzvah of making a keli for a shtadlus, or whatever it may be, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the actions will, over time, even though you don't naturally enjoy it, but it'll become a source of good feeling for yourself, it'll become a good feeling, a source of good feeling for others, it will give you a deep fulfillment. And this way you could transform the mundane and trivial into acts of great elevation. Of course, when you get home and you have your time, you learn Torah and you get yourself into the elevated state of minds in and of itself. But all of us need to often do things that we are not comfortable doing or that we don't feel elevated doing. And we have to work on ourselves to get ourselves to the mode to elevate that and to find it meaningful. So here, Rabbi Zalig Pliskin said as follows. I told somebody about the different attitudes towards carrying potatoes. I felt he could benefit from this awareness. And he reported the following change in attitude. He told Rabbi Zalig Pliskin as follows. What you told me appears to be a simple idea, but it made a profound difference in my daily life. I was feeling deeply frustrated because I wasn't accomplishing as much as I wanted to. I was burdened by the many tasks I had to do. I didn't have sufficient time to work on what I felt were my most important goals. That gave me a deep sense of purpose and satisfaction, and I was deeply frustrated, and I would become moody very often. And I asked myself, what can I do to find a deeper sense of meaning and purpose in what I need to do? And I realized that recognizing the spiritual significance of seemingly mundane tasks would create a transformation in my thoughts and in my feelings. So that's a very important insight. To develop everything as Ashkacha Pratis. So if Hashem put you to do specific tasks, it may seem mundane and meaningless to you, but it's full of meaning by the very fact that Hashem placed you in that matzav to do that, and He could, and He's with you, and you could elevate that. So I resolved to think about the kindness towards those who would benefit in any way from the things I felt were a cause of frustration. I had a greater awareness that helping others was a way to emulate the Creator, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this attitude added a deeper mindfulness when I contemplated doing or actually did something that was seemingly mundane on something that I needed to do. So as an example, when I helped a young child cross the street, I thought about the kindness to this child, how each step I took was an elevated step. When I went to the store to buy things for my family, I thought about doing a kindness with every moment I was walking to the store, selecting items that I need to buy, waiting in line for the paying the items, and the effort to bring the items home. So this is a common thing, whether the wives themselves doing the shopping, whether the husbands helping their wives doing the shopping. Seems like very mundane things, putting things in the grocery cart and waiting online and the shopping and all that. If you elevate those thoughts, it's L'Kavod Shabbos, it's for Shalom Bayis, it's to bring the Shechinah in the home. And the chesed of Hashem, you look at the fruits and vegetables, all the things that you're able to put in the cart and you're able to pay for. It elevates that experience and it becomes meaningful. You have to do it anyway. So instead of being frustrated or bored or tired regarding it, you infuse it with meaning. So he said as follows, this person who told Rabbi Pliskin about this lesson that he learned from over here. Because I was focused on kindness and on emulating the Creator, I was in a much better emotional state. And this was more conducive to being friendlier to more people. At home, I was much more pleasant than I had been for a while. Since I was in an improved mood, my general thoughts were more creative. I thought of ways I could save time and be more efficient in doing what I was doing. And at the end of the day, I would think about how my day went. Before, I would view a lot of things that I was doing as a source of frustration, preventing me from devoting enough time to my important goals. Now I was viewing all the many things I did in the day as a more elevated activity, as more elevated, as more high, as more purposeful. This gave me more clarity of mind, and I was able to devote more quality time towards thinking about important goals. I got more done and overall felt better than I had in a very long time. I am committed to keep up my present outlook and look forward to experience a more spiritual existence. So this is a tremendous, tremendous yisoid in Avodas Hashem. The idea of b'chol derechecha do'eyu, in all your ways know Hashem. B'chol ma'asecha yiyah l'shem shamayim. And the Beis Aharon talks about it in a sefer that how beautiful it is to just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way He wants, in whatever matzav you are, in whatever place you are, in whatever situation you are. And it's not easy for us. that sometimes we do feel a lack of sipak ha-nefesh in what we're doing. Sometimes we're yearning to do something else. There are a lot of people that just want halavai. I could just sit and learn and or daven and not be bothered with all these tirdis and these mundane things. People feel this way sometimes, get frustrated. You know, when they're, let's say, dealing with children who right now are kvetchy or whatever it is, and it's not we're not saying it's easy always. There are frustrations that come along the way. And sometimes people are frustrated, whether in their work life or whether in the ideas, you know, aspects of dealing with the day-to-day things at home. And of course, it is worthwhile to also take time to put aside that you could go to those more elevated type of things. But the value and the greatness of a person is infusing Hashem in every mundane act, in every physical act. It seems like Hashem has nachas ruach from it. We see that from the actual idea, if we think about it, that Hashem won the argument. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, rather, won the argument about that the Torah was given to people and to Am Yisrael, as opposed to Malachim. He said, do you, Malachim, have a Yetzirah? Do you have a father and mother? Do you deal with in business that you need to be honest in business? Do you have these physical needs that you have mitzvahs for? If you look carefully, there are so much mitzvahs that are connected to eating and drinking, the brachas before, the brachas afterwards, the Hilchas Suda, the Hilchas Sudas of Shabbos, and even in the week, and all the mitzvahs that are tied to eating and drinking, and even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, certainly, you know, with the idea of Achilas Karbanos, Trumas, Maisris, and all these things. And so much things is connected to the physicality of mitzvahs, tefillin on the arm, and tzitzis as a clothing on dalad kanfais, all in the physical realm. Hashem has nachas ruach from us bringing him in to the mundane. And we can't, you know, discount that experience. We enjoy Yontav, we enjoy beautiful days of Shabbos and Yontav and elevated days, but Hashem takes special nachas when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a plain, ordinary, regular day, in the regular course of business, in the regular course of serving Hashem on a day-to-day basis. Hashem has special nachas ruach from it. Every kind word that you say at home, and no one else notices maybe, you know, and whatever it is, or the beautiful things you do in a very small way, everything counts and everything builds up, and Hashem has nachas ruach from those things. So this helps a lot when someone feels stuck sometimes and they need to be mechadish themselves and renew themselves, living in the present, reframing, like we said, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said in the beginning of this year, about how our own mind creates the quality of each experience. So it's our choice to try to be elevated, or we could distress ourselves and we have to work very hard. We could work through emotions sometimes, you know, and deal with the things that are bothering us, but to view things in a more positive way, like the two different perspectives of the carrying of the potatoes that you had to do anyway. So when you have to do something anyway, you know that's part of life, to infuse it, to ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya before, thank Hashem for the success in doing it. You bring Hashem into the picture in everything you do, like we said, b'chol derechecha do'eyu, it brings meaning and beauty into every act that you do. Bracha v'atzlacha.